USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A pledge from Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg to help rebuild that hunk of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia that collapsed thanks to a massive gas tanker fire yesterday.
We've got this emergency relief funding, and we can fund and reimburse the activities that are going on to swiftly get that road back to normal.
But Buttigieg says swiftly still means many weeks or months. A tanker caught fire as it was on a road under I-95, one of the busiest interstates in the USA that carries about 200,000 vehicles every day. President Trump is flying to Florida at this hour to appear at his arraignment tomorrow in Miami on 37 felony counts, and his fans in South Florida are gathering to show support.
His supporters see this as a political prosecution, and they expect to voice, to voice those concerns this afternoon. Unclear how many people will show up, though. Again, there is a heavy security presence here, as the former president is expected to arrive here this afternoon before heading downtown to the federal courthouse tomorrow.
NBC correspondent Gabe Gutierrez outside Doral Country Club, where Trump will stay tonight. After tomorrow's arraignment, he'll fly back to New Jersey to comment on the proceedings. Speaking of support, a new CBS poll finds 80% of likely Republican voters believe that a felony conviction should not disqualify someone for running for president. About three-quarters of those asked say they're more concerned about political motivations than national security risks when it comes to the charges that Trump faces. He was a cruise ship singer, a real estate mogul, a media tycoon, then three times the prime minister of Italy. Along the way, Silvio Berlusconi put his foot in his mouth countless times, like calling President Obama suntanned and painting himself as a victim of political correctness. His lawyer confirms that Berlusconi has died at age 86. This is USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
The Denver Nuggets are one win away from the NBA championship. They're up 3-1 on the Miami Heat going into Game 5 tonight in Denver. If the Heat survive and bring the series back to Miami, the team mascot should be good to go.
What does it say about your mascot that he can take a punch from Conor McGregor, bounce back, and still be ready to go likely the next home game?
That's the Miami Heat toughness.
Heat coach Eric Spoelstra on the Friday night skit that went very wrong when Bernie the mascot took a couple of punches from former UFC star Conor McGregor. The punches landed a bit too hard, sending Bernie, or the guy inside the costume, to get medical attention.
He should have been allowed to, take the first swing. He can take a punch and get back up. He's not going to miss any time.
That is, if the Heat can win tonight and force a Game 6 back in Miami. In Denver, a barber who's been a Nuggets fan for decades wants to get to that game tonight, and he's offering free haircuts for life in exchange for two tickets. Ozzy Villarreal says it's quite a bargain in the long run.
If you get a haircut once a month, you're looking at $420 a year. So say you get it from when you're 25 to when you're 65. That 420 times the 40 years is $16,800.
Ozzy's not alone in his desires. Several other fans have posted creative proposals for ticket trades. The Stanley Cup Finals could be over tomorrow as the Vegas Golden Knights are up 3-1 on the Florida Panthers. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
You've never had anything like Kentucky Fried Chicken's new chicken nuggets. They're so good, you'll hear a random choir singing every time you open the box. Don't believe me? Just listen. Box open.
KFC, chicken nuggets, KFC.
Box close. Open. Can we get a remix? Order KFC's new chicken nuggets on the KFC app today. That's finger looking good. Prices and participation may vary.